This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk went public today. President Trump suggested a whole lot of reasons why, including what he called Trump derangement syndrome.
We have it with others, too. They leave and they wake up in the morning and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different and they become hostile. I don't know what it is.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the spat got personal.
He thinks that Musk is just missing the Oval Office and how beautiful it is. And he made sure to point out to everyone that Musk had a black eye the last time he was in the Oval Office. President Trump says that he even offered Musk some makeup and that Musk declined.
And President Trump is threatening to cancel Musk's government contracts. Peter King reports on the impact.
Elon Musk's SpaceX Corporation launches satellites for the Pentagon and NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. And in a social media post, Musk says that he will start decommissioning Dragon immediately. Losing Dragon would likely cripple NASA's involvement with the space station. Boeing Starliner is grounded, and Russia's Soyuz is the only other way to get people to and from the station.
Arrests by ICE agents since President Trump's second term began have now reached 100,000. A Massachusetts high school student arrested by agents on his way to sports practice was released today. He came to the U.S. from Brazil when he was 7. Heil Schaffel reports.
Dozens of Milford high schoolers and many others celebrated after learning their friend and classmate, Marcelo Gomes da Silva, would be released on bond. His lawyer, Robin Nice, was thrilled to win his freedom, but she told reporters that his arrest as he was driving to volleyball practice this weekend should never have happened.
These kids should be celebrating graduation and prom, I assume. Like, they should be doing kid stuff, and it is a travesty and a waste of our judicial process to have to go through this.
Heil Schaffel for CBS News, Boston.
The Supreme Court ruled today in favor of an Ohio woman who sued her employer for reverse discrimination. Jan Crawford has that.
In this unanimous ruling today by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the justices said if you're a member of a majority group, if you're straight, if you're white, you don't have to jump through an extra hoop just to have your day in court, just to try to prove your case. Ohio and 20 other states in the District of Columbia required that extra evidence for members of majority groups. So it was harder for white people and straight people to prove their claims.
The Trump administration slapping sanctions on 4 judges at the International Criminal Court over its investigation into alleged war crimes by Israel in the Gaza War. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Another major corporation says it's cutting its workforce worldwide. Michael Wallace reports.
It's got to be tied.
Procter & Gamble partly blames tariffs, which it says have consumers pulling back on their spending. The company will cut about 7,000 jobs, 6% of its workforce, over the next 2 years. 90% of what P&G sells is made in the U.S., but the company does import some raw ingredients and packaging materials from China. Its CEO says it will likely have to raise its prices in July when President Trump's reciprocal tariffs are scheduled to kick in. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The U.S. trade deficit plummeted in April, reflecting the fact that so many importers rushed to bring goods into the country at the beginning of the year ahead of tariffs, and Canada's trade deficit ballooned in April to its highest level on record. That is, exports of automobiles and parts to the U.S. plummeted due to the tariffs, the deficit more than triple the month before. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Some smoke around for the morning, partly sunny for the afternoon, and a high in the upper 60s tomorrow. For the weekend, maybe a storm or two, highs stay in the 60s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Good evening, just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow. I'm here in the studio, but Rich and a few others are hanging out down at Festival Park. It's Hot Harbor Nights. Under the tent with live music underway, well, right about now. Still time to head down there and have a good time.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Beautiful summer night here in Racine by the lake. We've got temperatures in the upper 60s right now. Going to be a nice weekend, too. Upper 60s to around 70 all the way through Sunday. Hot Harbor Nights going on at Racine's Festival Park tonight. First Friday, tomorrow in downtown Racine.
People of the town, strange. this morning. You were on my mind.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. We are back with our new statewide text to win contest at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. We give you a statewide keyword. You text it back to us via the Civic Media app, and you could win cash or Brewers Club seats and also qualify to win one of two great Scani summer getaways. Could be a Door County giveaway or something in the Dells area. All you need to do is get the Civic Media app on your phone or device to get entered. And listen tomorrow morning. Don Rosen has our next keyword just after 7 here on WRJN.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I don't want it to rain anytime soon. It is kind of nice about 4 in the morning when you hear the rain falling on the window. It's the rhythm of the rain from the Cascades on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits.
It's up, 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 up. Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Racine has depended on WRJN for local news. Now the timeless hits too. Jackson 5 there, Chris Morrow here. Rolling through Thursday night. Baseball back tomorrow, 6:35 is the pregame Friday night.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Watch his hand been turning gray. He's been
you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Hot Harbor Nights going on tonight until 9 o'clock at Festival Park. Under the tent, there's food, there's drink, there's live music, and it's free every Thursday night starting about 5 at Festival Park. Tomorrow, it's the first edition of First Fridays in downtown Racine. Details coming up in a few on that.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special. into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close to me like I hope she would.
She danced with me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Yeah, I'm a believer. The Monkees on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Chris Morrow looking forward to becoming part of the crowd tomorrow night as we become the media sponsor for First Fridays in downtown Racine. Now, this summer, First Friday is going to be full of music right at the Crosswalk Park. Tomorrow, the Nash, Reef Point Brew House, and other downtown venues have live music. You can also see the unveiling of 36-foot-tall metal kites, part of a new public art project in downtown Racine. Music, food, and a First Friday celebration tomorrow. We'll be down there from WRJN. We'd like to see you too. First Fridays downtown.
The City of Kenosha and the Gift of Wings proudly presents the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight this Saturday and Sunday at Kennedy Park on Kenosha's lakefront from 10 till 5. Amy and Connie Duran from America's Got Talent, the Fire and Ice Precision Flying Team, and Jim Alma from Vancouver will attempt to fly three stunt kites at the same time. Then you can see the flying emus fly four stunt kites. Join all the excitement this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 at Kennedy Park for IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We'll be right back. street. Playing a folk for the plan. Bring a nip of happy feet. Rooster hits the white road. People just got a smile. Who gets bumps a good face? Hey.
CCR, WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. I'm looking forward to this weekend for so many reasons. One of the cool events in Kenosha that happens every year is the Out of Sight Kite Flight. This year, the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight. From the Gift of Wings all at Kennedy Park on Kenosha's lakefront. I think it all starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday morning. Hundreds and hundreds of kites. They have these guys who do the stunt kites, too. They do certain formations, and they dance and fly to the music. Always a great time. It's free for the whole family to come down. You can buy a kite if you want to or bring your own. It's the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight from the Gift of Wings. And your friends in downtown Kenosha, Kennedy Park, this weekend. CBS News at 7 o'clock tonight, followed by more timeless hits. Following the 7 o'clock news, I've got Three Dog Night coming up. Let's see here. Jan and Dean are on the playlist, along with more from Marvin Gaye. It's all part of our timeless hits Thursday night on WRJN. Now the Bee Gees.
I started a joke. Bitch started the whole world.
was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows? the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk went public today. President Trump suggested a whole lot of reasons why, including what he called Trump derangement syndrome.
We have it with others, too. They leave and they wake up in the morning and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different and they become hostile. I don't know what it is.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the spat got personal.
He thinks that Musk is just missing the Oval Office and how beautiful it is. And he made sure to point out to everyone that Musk had a black eye the last time he was in the Oval Office. President Trump says that he even offered Musk some makeup and that Musk declined.
And President Trump is threatening to cancel Musk's government